Chapter 6. Happy New Year. Ella. After 3 weeks in Boston, I was starting to understand the city a little. Mama got a few days vacation, but I had to stay at home alone most of the time. I wanted to start school, but Mama kept forgetting to take me. Mama forgot a lot of things. Christmas was a week away, but we still did not have a tree. When she and Helen came home from work one night, I asked Mama if we could get our tree. "Not today," said Mama. "I'm tired. I'm going to sleep." "Come on, get your shoes on," said Helen after Mama went into her room. "We'll go get the tree. Just me and you." Helen and I walked to a store that was selling Christmas trees. "Hello," said a white man in the store. He was friendly, just like the white woman on the train. He asked us a lot of questions and called Helen ma'am. White men in Alkaloo never called black women ma'am. But things were different in Boston. Mama liked that, and I did too. Helen chose a small, cheap tree. On our way home, we stopped at another store to buy decorations for the tree. But when we got home, Mama was not there. "When is she coming home?" I asked. I knew that I was talking like a little baby, but I was upset. I did not understand why Mama was not home. Helen and I put up the tree and decorated it. Then we put some presents under it. After that, we made dinner for Mama and left it on the kitchen table for her. Helen was not worried about Mama, but I did not understand it. Where was she? I woke up first on Christmas morning. Back in Alkaloo, Henry and I woke up before everyone else on Christmas Day because we wanted to look at the presents under the tree together. When I woke up in Boston, there were 3 new presents under the tree. There was one from Mama to Helen, one from Helen to Mama, and a large present for me. "Merry Christmas," said Helen as she came out of the bedroom. Mama came out next. "Good morning, Ella. Merry Christmas." "Merry Christmas," I said. I hugged Mama. I opened my large present first. It was a beautiful baby doll. It looked like a real baby. The best part was that her skin color was close to mine. She did not look like me, but she did not look like a normal white doll either. She was different and special. I loved her. Mama and Helen opened their gifts, and then I opened the rest of mine. Granny sent us some food. Helen gave me a red diary. On the front, in white writing, it said, "Ella." I loved it. "It's beautiful. Did you make it?" I asked Helen. Helen nodded. "Thank you," I said. Mama got me a hat. A blue lady's hat. "Do you like it?" asked Mama. "I know you like hats." "I do not like hats. I like my Stetson because it is special. Mama did not like me to wear my Stetson." Mama took the hat and put it on my head. "Look at that," she said. "You look like a lady," said Helen. I went into the bathroom to look in the mirror. I did not look like a lady. I looked stupid. "What do you think?" asked Mama.
It's pretty, I said.
I was not lying. It was pretty, but it did not look good on me at all.
On New Year's Eve, Mama and Helen took me to the Charles River to watch people on the ice. Rivers do not get ice in South Carolina, but they do in Boston. There were lots of people on the river. I could not believe how brave they all were. It seemed dangerous to me. I was too scared to go on the ice. When we got too cold, we went to a Chinese restaurant for lunch. It was my first time eating Chinese food. Then we went to an Italian cafe near home. Mama was friends with the owner, so he gave us some Italian cakes for New Year. When we got home, we ate the cakes and played some games together. Mama even gave me a little bit of wine. It was so much fun. Later that night, one of Mama's neighbors knocked on the door.
The phone in the hall was ringing for you, she told Mama.
Thank you, said Mama. She went out into the hall and closed the door behind her.
How are you doing, Ella? Asked Helen. Do you think you will stay awake until midnight?
I'm okay, I said. But I was lying. I was getting tired. Suddenly, Mama came back into the apartment. She looked excited.
Get your shoes on, girls. We're going to the club.
The club Mama sang at needed her to come in and sing. It was their New Year's Eve party. It was the busiest night of the year for the club, and Mama could not say no. I was so excited. I was finally going to get to see Mama sing in front of a crowd. We took a taxi to the club. It was filled with people when we got there. Everyone was wearing beautiful clothes. Most of the people were black, but there were a few white people in the crowd too. Helen held my hand as Mama took us to our table. We sat down, and Mama went to get ready. Then the lights went off, and we looked at the front of the room and watched Mama walk out. The crowd went silent. How are you all? Mama asked. Her voice was different. It was soft and low. Some of the men in the crowd cheered, but it was not enough for Mama. She laughed and spoke again, a little louder. I said, "How are you all?" This time, everyone cheered. "That's better," said Mama. Then she started singing. Mama was wonderful. She had the crowd dancing and cheering for her. She was famous, and she was my mama. I felt so proud. The music in the club was loud, but I was very tired, and I fell asleep. Helen woke me up when everyone started to count the seconds to New Year. 10, 9, 8. Quick, said Helen. We got up and made our way to the front of the room. 7, 6, 5. We tried to reach Mama, but there were too many people. 4, 3, 2.
Helen asked some people to move, and they did. One! Happy New Year! We quickly walked toward Mama. But before we reached her, a man pulled her away and kissed her on the mouth. Helen turned away from Mama and hugged me. Happy New Year, Ella, said Helen.